What is going on, everybody? I am Jackson.
And I am Tristan.
And today on the Morning Cup, we are coming at you with a new brew from Ritual Coffee out of San Francisco.
Out of the San Fran region. All right.
This is going to be the Evan Moreno from Santa Barbara, Honduras.
Santa Barbara, Honduras.
Yep. According to their label here, it is a drip coffee.
A drip coffee. Awesome. Cool. So it's very similar to a pour over, right? Same kind of method, pouring water over the grounds. So it should translate well to the show.
Yeah. So Evan Moreno's farm is not only one of the most photogenic in the area, peeking out from the hills above the village of El Cedral, but the impeccable care he takes at every step makes his harvest some of the finest in Honduras.
Most photogenic in Honduras?
That's what they're claiming.
You know, some people claim that Cafric is the most photogenic coffee shop in the state.
Some have said it's the most Instagrammable place in Battle Creek.
Ooh. Well, yeah. Could be true. I don't know. You guys be the judge.
So one thing I've noticed a lot lately is while many coffee producers are having their names as the single origin.
Yeah.
Because the roasters want to give the producers the credit they deserve for the amazing product they've been growing. And for a long time, they didn't get that credit. And so part of, I would probably call it the fourth wave of coffee is giving the producers more credit and literally putting their name on the product.
Yeah. Relationship building and roasting. That's I believe what they call the fourth wave for sure. And as you guys know, third wave was when people really started caring about where it came from, what it looked like as a relationship between the farmer and producer and roaster. And yeah, all of the chains of the what is that called? Whatever. The chain of command. Nope, not the chain
of
command.
Custody?
No, not quite.
Chain of production?
Sure.
Yeah, so this
logistics.
Yeah. Logistics chain. There we go. Supply chain.
There we go. There it is, folks.
So this is a Pacas variety. From the spring 2021 harvest season, it's fully washed.
Spring 2021. So this was grown almost, 9 months ago?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it depends on when in the spring. You know, May is spring, so 6 to 9 months ago.
Okay.
I'm going to pour some of this out. Or do you want to do dry sniffs first?
Let's do some dry sniffs first.
Okay. So I know the flavor notes, the tasting notes, the aroma notes. Tristan does not. So that's what we're doing today.
Yeah. So Jack did all of the research. We have tried Ritual on here before. It is an industry leader over in San Francisco. I will say, if my memory is to prove me right, I think I did this with Josh, not you. And I'm pretty sure it didn't live up to the expectation I had. So here's their second go around. Their branding is awesome. Their mission statement is awesome. Cause I remember last time it was an espresso. That's what it was. It was an espresso blend that they had, and it just didn't match up very well. So, I did, almost see the notes, but I quickly covered it up cause I forgot that I was holding the bag that had all the answers on it. So
a little bit about Ritual Coffee. This is right from their website on the About Us section. Of course, coffee is our thing. We set the highest standard for quality and sustainable sourcing in the industry, but despite our mad scientist pursuit of the perfect cup, we are determined to demystify the entire coffee experience.
Nice. The bag says this bag is made up to protect our coffee and the kind to the plant too. Oh, is kind to the plant. Sorry. I need a new prescription. I can't read that far.
Yeah, so, Eileen Rinaldi is the founder of Ritual Coffee. Eileen once had a shot of espresso that changed her life. She was at a cafe called Vivance in Seattle. And she knew right then what she must do. Open a shop, dedicated solely to coffee in her favorite city. She founded Ritual in 2005.
Awesome. So yeah, they're 16 years old. Like I said, they're industry leaders. They're really doing a lot of great things. And you know, that story kind of resonates with me. I think espresso, when you get a true dialed in espresso, or when you taste the same coffee but not dialed in and then dial it in, it really does kind of change your life. It is
amazing to like get your first well dialed in, well calibrated shot of espresso, because until you do, you most of the time you just have this description of a bitter coffee beverage in your mouth, right? Like it's pungent, it's very, very bitter.
It's just not it. You think it's good. I remember when we did ours at Ferris, we were like, yeah, this is good, and AJ looked at us and was like, no,
wrong,
it's not. Let me dial it in for you guys. Wait, give it a second before you say it's good. And then he gave us a dialed in one, and wow.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. And so yeah, that kind of resonates with us. We already decided that we were going to get into the coffee business, but really going to a professional that trained us how to make coffee better really, really brought it home. Because it is amazing to think that half a gram less of coffee can make a big difference, but it surely can.
It really is. And like you said, it is very wild to kind of think that much. And you know, when we're teaching our people here how to dial it in, everybody at first will be like, oh, you know, it was 19.5 instead of 20. I was like, yeah, we need to get that up to 20, because that is a lot of coffee when it comes to an espresso.
Significant difference.
Yeah. So dry sniffs. I haven't gotten any wet sniffs. Did you get any wet sniffs?
No, I didn't. But what did you get from the dry sniffs?
Dry sniffs, it's pretty, pretty good, pretty rich. I think this is clear cut dry. 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10 on the dry sniffs, right from the jump. I like it.
Right from the jump. I mean, I don't want to mess around and try to sit here and debate something that's obvious. It's not a 6. It's an 8. It may not be a 9, but it's an 8. It's better than a 7, that's for sure. So, 8, straight up.
What kind of aromas did you get out of that?
You know, let me go back to that. I was just going off of
just how the good it smelled. Scale, yeah.
But let me get some more dry sniffs. I definitely get South American flavors. A little light, not as nutty, not as so not as chocolatey, so not like super dark and rich. Get some sort of fruit. Cranberry?
A dried fruit, perhaps?
Yes. Yeah. Dried fruit, definitely. I'm going to go with a dried cranberry. TBH.
Okay. Dried cranberry. That's what he's putting down.
That's what I'm putting down. We'll see how good of a connoisseur I am. I'm still learning. Don't judge me. I'm still learning. But that's kind of the aromas. I'm getting in a very low nutty, maybe some molasses on the smell.
Okay.
Which is darker, but it's a dark sugar. So maybe a pecan and, let's go cranberry. So cranberry, pecan and, molasses. That's the nose that I'm getting. Of course, once again, I have not seen any of the, notes.
So I'm going to put down dried cranberry.
Okay.
Pecan.
Yeah. Nice pecan pie.
Molasses.
Ooh. So molasses and pecan.
Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, that is that's what I'm saying.
And that was it, right?
Yeah, I believe that was it.
Okay. Give it a wet sniff.
Wet sniff. All right. spilled a little bit. Sorry about that. When you said wet sniff, did you mean sip?
I didn't, but then I wanted to drink it, so I did.
Let's just go into the drinking.
Let's do it. I was a little thirsty, parched mouth.
Okay. Wow.
On a side note, what I really like about these new mics, well, they're old mics. So we just finally set them up. I don't feel like I have to yell.
Yeah, no. Hopefully we get the recording on our new micro SD. Jackson, funny story. I don't know if you guys really want to hear it, but you're gonna. I asked Jack, I was like, hey, let's use the mics today. I got to go to Best Buy though and get a micro SD card. So he was like, sure. He came in, we went, he goes, they sell cases at Best Buy, right? And I was like, of course. He said, I was like, but you can also buy it on Apple and they'll send it right to you. He goes, yeah, but I already dropped my phone and I'm really nervous.
Yeah. I've been case free for a week since my last one has been broken. And then I finally destroyed it. Case free for a week, only one drop. So, but
hey, that's, yeah. Okay.
That's a laugher.
That was not what I meant. I meant the applause, but,
And so I thought I was pushing my luck. So I figured, you know what, we're going to Best Buy. I may as well buy a case.
Yeah. So we walk in there, go straight to the cases. He goes, what phone do I have? I was like, oh, you got a 12 Pro Max for sure. With confidence. I'll take that. I said it with confidence. And then, so he did that. He went up there. Oh no, I didn't say Max. I just said Pro. Yeah. I said 12 Pro.
Yeah.
Hands down. Go up there. He's, little antsy. He wants that protection back on his phone, pulls it out while I'm still getting the micro SD and goes, man, this isn't the right size. It's too small. I'm like, oh, that's right. We have the Max. So we went back, exchanged it for the Max, different color. We exchanged the blue for a black, for a 12 Max.
It was crisp. It was a very sleek looking case. I loved it.
It was nice. Silicone, nice grip. And then, yeah. I go, do you want to make sure that it fits before we leave? He goes, actually, I do. Great idea. Ding. There you are. He puts it on. It fits in, but it's a little big. Have you ever put on gloves that are like
not even one size too big,
like half, like a, half size. A size. And so it's just like, it doesn't fit right. And it just, he's like, I don't think this is it. He flips it over. The camera section's not the same.
Not the same size. This is a little loose, not the same size. So,
gotta go back. Let's take into account. This is the same lady that's helped him out twice already. Go back.
Tristan opens his phone, finds out we have an 11.
11 Max Pro.
Max Pro.
So. For sure. Guaranteed. It's in writing. I know for a fact we have that. Told him, you need the 11 Pro Max. He goes, cool. And we look, there's nothing, none of the same ones that he had before. So he's got to settle for an OtterBox or something like that.
I'm flipping through there. I see one that says 11 Pro. Grab it. Finally. Great. Finally got my case. Go back up there. It was on sale. I just hit your mic stand. It was on sale. Woo. Half price.
Half awesome. Price. Got some money back from his previous two purchases.
Yeah. Lady, it laughs again because I'm back.
Third time's the charm.
And we get up to leave and then Tristan's like, are you sure you don't want to check it again? Yeah, okay, I'll check it. Wrong case.
It's too small.
It's too small. Wrong case.
He didn't get the Max. He got just the Pro.
And so I just returned it because I've had enough of this, that situation. I still have no case.
He walked in there, went through three cases, four receipts, and left with nothing.
And as I was walking away, I said, I have four receipts and have nothing. The ladies were laughing because they heard me say that because I'm not a quiet person and the whole store heard me say that.
Yeah. So funny story of what happened today. But back to the morning cup. Tell me without giving away descriptions what you think about this.
Well, number one, I'm going to have to say this might be the best Honduras that I've drank.
Yeah.
Because this has a little bit more flavor than what I would say most Honduras have. This is not what I would call a stereotypical Central American, South American coffee.
Yeah, this is a...
I'm not getting any chocolate at all.
I don't
get any chocolate, which is a staple of that region.
I get a very bright forward. It's very bright up on the front.
Which I love. I love a good bright opening to my cup of coffee. It kind of, to me, awakens my senses when I'm drinking it and just kind of is a little punch of flavor at the beginning.
You know, I think tasting it, I think it's going to be a cherry.
Okay.
I don't know. It's tough though, because it really does kind of taste like cranberry.
And I get where you're coming from with that. I do. I'm a little obviously biased because I know what it tastes like. So that's another one of those things. Like, I think we talked about it yesterday when we did the evening cup. Once you know those flavor notes, like, are you just inceptioning yourself to go, yeah, that's what that tastes like? Or like, does it really taste like that? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it does really taste like that. And as we discussed many times, like, it's not like he's drinking cranberry juice. It's just, that's how the flavors react on your tongue with your taste buds.
You know, I just looked up and saw the pom bomb picture that we have. Pomegranate.
You're putting down pomegranate.
So I'm putting down pomegranate for one. Okay.
Pomegranate, your first flavor.
My first flavor. So the sweet.
There are, just so you know, three
flavor notes.
Listed flavor notes.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, so I'm going to go with pomegranate. I guarantee that's not right, but that's what I'm tasting. I'm tasting a very sour.
Kind of tart.
Yes. Is
that what you're tasting?
Very tart. That's why it was between that or cherry, but I didn't think it had the sweetness that the cherry had.
Or I can see where you're going with that. Maybe it'd be like a black cherry.
Mm. Yes. Yes. The sweet side of it though. So I think it would be, I am getting some floral. The ending's pretty floral. I'm gonna go with jasmine.
Jasmine. You love a good jasmine.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest, it's probably because I need to expand my palate. Anything that tastes floral, just defaults to jasmine.
I think anything from my experience of what you've been describing as jasmine is anything that's floral and a little bit sweet, but not overly, a little bit sweet, yeah, and savory.
Yeah.
Kind of go that way, which I completely get, because that's the, when you get that profile, that's the first thing that pops into your head with that is the jasmine. Hmm.
Yeah.
So okay. Your aroma was dried cranberry, pecan, and molasses.
Yeah. I'm not really getting much of those. But the aroma and the taste are different, I think, in my opinion. Yeah. Not really getting much nuttiness. Let's go vanilla.
So you're going to go vanilla. Okay.
Yep.
So to recap. Pomegranate, jasmine, and vanilla.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I am ready. I'm one of the things I'm going to say, I took some of Jack's context clues. He said dried fruit earlier, and I'm assuming there's a dried fruit on there.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it cherry?
No. If you're ready for this, I'll go with this.
Yeah. So this is based off a trade, right?
No, this is from them. I found it on their website. It's just out of stock currently, so it wasn't on the list.
Okay, gotcha.
So the bag says dried fruit.
Yeah, okay. Just straight dried fruit.
Dried fruit.
I'll take it.
Toasted nuts.
Pecans.
And sugar cane.
Molasses. Which
is the kind of the molasses-y flavor. So
let's go.
So on here, instead of dried fruit, they have fruit cake, which I get in the dry sniffs off the jump. Like that, that bittery,
yeah,
gross fruit is,
and but like cake. But like multiple fruits, yes. Yeah,
yeah, which is why it says dried fruit and fruitcake. So your aroma was damn near dead on.
Okay,
I mean close. I mean pecan, which is a toasted.
It's a toasted nut.
Molasses and sugar cane.
I probably not as dark. Like I said, I was like, I'm not getting much darkness, and then I went dark, and I was like,
Be getting some of that toasted nut flavor, yeah, and putting that onto the,
yeah,
to the molasses.
I would say pecan has a good,
and like, then there was fruit. Yeah.
Hey, look at that. I will say that's what I got out of the aroma. The taste, though, I think more of a cherry pomegranate, like tartness. It really, that's how my, like, the way my mouth feels right now is like if I drink pomegranate juice.
So I think part of the reason why they might say fruitcake, because if you're eating fruitcake, right,
mm-hmm.
it's dry.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of leaves it dry, like,
yeah.
taste in your mouth. I get that. I get that a lot. I don't necessarily get a specific fruit, but I know it is a little bit fruity, which makes a lot of sense as to why it is either dried fruit or fruit cake, because there's that. And fruit cake is also bitter. And this is not a super bitter coffee, but I get that bitter aftertaste as if you ate a definitely. Slice of fruit cake. That makes sense. The sniffs for sure. Like, now sniff it now. Sniff for sure. I really get dried fruit or fruitcake.
It smells very good.
Yeah, it's a good coffee. I like this a lot.
This is Jack likes it a lot. I'm not saying I don't like it a lot, but I'm clarifying why Jack likes it, because I know his taste buds right now. He loves tart things, so this is very tart forward coffee. It does have a little bit, it does have some complexity. I would say on the smell, it has more complexity than the taste.
Yeah, I would say the taste is probably two notes. I get two for sure. I get a little bit of the dryness of if you were eating a pecan or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
I don't get like pecan flavor, but I get the mouth feel of I just got done eating one.
Yeah.
So there's that. I really, and you're dead on, I really enjoy the bright sourness at the very front of it. I like that a lot. And that's, I just like that in general. It's one of my favorite flavors.
Yeah. It's tough for me though. Because while I like it, it's tough because, okay, so if we're going through this, I do like the tartness, but I don't like it that much where I'm like, it's actually been kind of hard for me to finish this. I like how different it is.
So I think, I'm kind of there with you on this. I don't know if this is a coffee I'd get more than one bag of.
Yeah.
Which kind of sounds funny because I feel like that's a lot of our go-tos is, I don't know if I'd get another bag of this, especially at the $21.75 mark for one bag.
Oh wow.
12 ounces for $21.75.
Okay. So that's 2/3 of a pound? No. That's 3/4 of a pound. Right?
Close enough.
Yeah, so that's pushing it up to
We should probably know this since they always come in 12 ounces and we never really have.
Well, I know 8 ounces is half a pound.
Correct.
So this is half of a half.
Yeah, there we go.
So
math, folks.
Math. Common Core. Actually, I don't know if that's Common Core, but
I mean, I use Common Core all the time and I didn't have to go to it. I just learned it playing darts.
It's actually really good. So that's pushing it probably more towards the $26 a pound.
And that's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. But you know,
I get it. It's quality coffee. It's clean.
It is. It is very good.
It's drinkable. If you don't like sour or bright or that like dry, bittery aftertaste, you probably won't like it very much.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do an exercise here. You got paper over there
somewhere.
All right. I want. There's a pen.
Do we need this? No.
Okay. I want you to write down your score out of 10, and I'm going to write down my score, and then we're going to show each other
aroma.
Now the taste.
Okay.
because I don't want us to talk up each other, down each other from points. So I want to reveal at the same time. I promise you guys I'm not looking. So yeah, very tart, it does have a little bit of that nuttiness. Sugar cane. I was having a hard time getting the sweet. As you saw, it took a long time on the sugar part, the sweet part. It was hard for me to pick that out.
It's not very sweet.
It's not, no. The acidic, it's pretty acidic, which isn't always bad or good. So it's pretty sick. It was like Jackson said, it was clean. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, cool. So what I wrote down was 6 out of 10.
I wrote down 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Which, if you average that out, I believe that's right where it belongs. Not that I did that on purpose, but I just didn't. I knew if Jackson and I were to talk, and gave points of why I didn't like it or why he liked it, we probably would.
It would probably average out to a 7 anyway, because we're on different ends of the spectrum of the flavors.
Yeah, right. So 7 out of 10 on the taste. Not bad. It is definitely a specialty coffee. It is clean. It is got some complexity to it. It's fairly good. I just don't think I would drink it again, really. Not that it was bad. I just don't like the flavor notes. So
yeah,
maybe I'm just not a Honduran guy.
And so, and you know what? That might be there too. Like I said, this is the best Honduras coffee I've tasted. And I guess I don't know what the price point would have to be for me to buy another bag of coffee. It's also weird for me to say that because I don't ever have to buy bags of coffee.
Yeah.
Because we buy big bags of coffee.
Yeah.
It's tough, but my drinkability score, I'm going to go with it right now, 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. Okay. I should have planned ahead and done that too.
Right. I like the branding. Looks good. This is a cool looking bag. It's clean. It's neat. I like that they give credit to the, obviously, producer, the grower. Stands up great. Makes a big sound when you put it down on the table. But at almost $22 for one bag. And actually, if I were to order a bag online, it would be more than that because I'd have to get it shipped.
Yeah.
So that's, and if it's going to be at a retail store, am I going to pick up this bag for $22 and buy it again? Don't think so.
You know, I wonder, so it is a drip coffee. So this is exactly what happened last time. I remember it was like a summer solstice or winter solstice or I don't know. Some sort of seasonal espresso, and it just was really, really sour, really upfront. And then we tasted it on the espresso, and it actually did taste really good after we got it dialed in.
So your theory is that if we did this as a drip,
it might be a little bit more watered down,
better, a little bit more approachable for somebody who doesn't like as much of a bright flavor up front.
Yeah, and then it would be really good, I think. So
what you're saying is if we followed the directions of the bag, we might get a better experience out of it.
Yeah, these guys might know what they're talking about. So that throwing that out there, because I was thinking, I was like, drinkability, because I like Ritual, I like everything that they do. I've never been to their cafe, but I do know they put out good coffee. I like their branding. I like I said, they're giving credit. They're really building that relationship with the farmer. So I like everything they do. And
I mean, they wouldn't be around this long
right.
if they didn't put out a good product. Also,
I'll give it a 6 out of 10 for drinkability too.
Okay. So taste was 8 out of 10.
Yep.
Drinkability. We
agreed.
6 out of 10.
Yeah.
So yeah. Just cause you know, maybe this isn't Tristan's particular brand of vodka doesn't mean I don't like it.
And I can recognize that this is a really good cup of coffee. I just don't like the flavor notes and maybe we made it wrong.
Well, and you know, I guess that's like for me, like specifically in the shop, people ask for a Manhattan cold brew and they're like, oh, well, do you like it? And I'm like, it's kind of a skewed question. I do not like hazelnut. So no, I don't like it, but it is a good drink. Like I know that it's a good drink. I just don't like hazelnut. So I'm not going to enjoy it as much.
Yeah. So 7 out of 10. good cup of coffee. Like I said before, on a spectrum of the morning cup scale, 7 is a specialty cup of coffee, and it's there. Yeah, it's right on at specialty level. So, would I want to buy drip coffee for $22? I don't know, but
I don't personally. I don't think so.
Yeah,
but I kind of do want to go make a small batch of this here in the shop and see how it tastes on the drip brew.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us again. Hopefully you guys saw on Monday, we're doing tips on coffee. We're bringing that in.
Coffee tip Monday with Tristan.
Yeah. So it's kind of adding to my Mug Club Monday kind of talking. This past week was talking about kettles and gooseneck kettles and why they're important.
Wow.
Yeah,
like this one that's still really hot.
So go ahead and check that out. If you like what we're doing, please comment, like, subscribe.
Also, let us know if this new mic setup works really well. I mean, we think it works really well. It sounds a lot better. I'm not having to scream at the camera across the way from us here. But it does bring a little bit different visually to the table, which is okay. I don't necessarily mind this. I think more people are used to people sitting behind mics now.
Yeah. So let us know. Give us some feedback. Follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram.
And also, if you guys or gals have any coffees that you think we should try and rate, let us know. Let us know in the comments. Send us an email. Come into the shop and tell us. Shoot us a DM. We're here to serve you. And if you guys have any recommendations, let us know.
You're interested in a coffee and you don't want to spend the money before you know what it tastes like,
let us know.
Yeah. Let us know. We'll test it out for you. But that is all for today. I hope you all have a great rest of your day.
Take it easy.